This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We begin by praising Allah رب العالمين, the Lord of all worlds, the Exalted, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. He is the one who is As-Salam, the source of peace, the one who grants peace and tranquility to our hearts, the hearts of the believers. We glorify Him, we praise Him, we exalt Him for His infinite wisdom and mercy, which permeates all aspects of our lives, including our mental and emotional well-being. He is the one who knows the innermost thoughts, the innermost emotions, the innermost secrets of our hearts and our souls. He is the one who provides comfort, who provides tranquility in times of distress, and guides us to the light of understanding and peace. We send our blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa alihi wa sallam, the best of creation, who was sent as rahmatul lil alameen, who was sent as a mercy unto all of mankind. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam taught us the importance of balance, moderation, in all aspects of life, including our mental health. And He provided us, He taught us supplications, prayers, du'as that offer peace, that offer comfort, that offer solace in moments of anxiety and grief. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless His noble family, His righteous companions, and every single individual who embraces His teachings, who embraces the prophetic path and with ikhlas until the day of Qiyamah. My dear brothers and sisters, I start off by reminding myself, and then all of you all gathered here for Salatul Jum'ah, to bring in a life of taqwa. And that is to be conscious of Allah during every single second of your lives. And oh my congregation, you must do this if you wish to attain victory, if you wish to attain success in this world as well as the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the people of taqwa, and may He make us from the victorious and successful ones. Ameen. The title for my sermon today, Silent Struggles. Silent Struggles. And I want to address a topic that affects many of us, yet often remains shrouded. This topic often remains neglected in our communities. The topic of mental health. You see, as Muslims, as believers, we are guided by our faith, by our deen, in all aspects of our life. All aspects of our life, we turn to the Quran and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. We don't cherry pick. We don't say, oh, for this aspect of my life, I turn to the Quran and the Sunnah. But these aspects, I do it out of my own accord. No, for every single aspect, every single facet, we are expected to turn to the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So what is the Islamic perspective on mental health? Islam teaches us that the well-being of the mind, of one's mind, is just as crucial as that of the body. Our Maker, He says in the Noble Quran in Surah Ar-Ra'd, which is the 13th chapter, ayah number 28, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Unquestionably, without a shadow of doubt, it is through the remembrance of Allah that hearts find peace. That hearts find peace. It is through the remembrance of Allah that hearts find solace, that hearts find tranquility, that hearts find peace. So this ayah very beautifully highlights the idea that the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a powerful source of peace and tranquility. So a strong connection with Allah no doubt provides comfort, it provides resilience, it provides strength, it provides tranquility, it provides well-being to the mind. But it is also important to recognize that experiencing mental health challenges does not mean one's faith is low. It does not diminish one's faith. Just as physical ailments affect the body, if you fall sick, you're not going to immediately, see, this is a stigma that needs to be touched on. When someone is ill, we don't question the faith of that individual. We don't question the faith of that individual. Then why, oh why, when someone is going through a mental challenge, do we immediately question the faith of that individual? We immediately question the faith of that individual. Yes, it is established that a strong connection with Allah will help you, no doubt. It will help your physical ailments as well as your mental ailments. But someone experiencing anxiety, depression, mental health challenges, you should not arrive at a swift conclusion to determine that that individual is now suffering because of low iman, low faith. Islam encourages us to use the means available to us, including professional help, whilst simultaneously seeking the help of Allah. With a physical ailment, does Islam teach us to only take medication? No, you're supposed to seek the help of Allah and take medication. Seek the help of Allah, go to the doctors, seek the help of Allah, take whatever means necessary to arrive at a cure. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he acknowledged this. The seeking of the help of Allah, pairing it with looking for a cure. There's a hadith that has been recorded in the book of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, there is no sickness, there is no disease that Allah has created except that Allah has created its cure as well. Except that Allah has created its treatment as well. If we have not found the cure as of yet, found the treatment as of yet, it does not mean that the disease does not have a cure, that the disease does not have a treatment. Why? The Messenger tells us every disease, every sickness created by Allah, Allah has created the cure for it as well. So this hadith encourages us, if you are afflicted with a sickness, if you are afflicted with a disease, to look for the cure whilst simultaneously placing your trust in Allah and seeking the help of Allah. Now look at this hadith. It's a beautiful hadith recorded in the book of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. I want you all to pay close attention, because people tend to ask, Sheikh, I'm going through this mental challenge. I have anxiety issues. I'm undergoing depression. What do I do? What do I do? So I'm going to give you some action items. And given that this is a Friday sermon, I want to touch on cures from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So please pay close attention. There are beautiful du'as taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One such du'a is the one recorded in the book of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he teaches us. He used to read this du'a. Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. He used to read this du'a. So it is upon us as well to memorize the du'a, to read the du'a, to fortify our minds, to strengthen our hearts. What is this du'a? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he reads, Allahumma, O Allah. Allahumma, O Allah. Inni a'udhu bik. Indeed, I seek your refuge. I seek protection by you. I seek your protection, Ya Allah. From what? Min al-hammi wal-huzn. Min al-hammi wal-huzn. Wal-ajzi wal-kasl. Wal-bukhli wal-jubn. Wal-dal'i d-dayn. Wa-ghalabati al-rijal. This is the dua. So, O Allah, I seek your protection min al-hammi wal-huzn. I seek your protection from anxiety. Allahu Akbar. Is this not the issue I was talking about? A lot of us, we're having panic attacks, anxiety. So what is the teaching of the Messenger telling us? Again, I have to reiterate. I've established that you have to seek the help of Allah and seek whatever means that is required. If you have to go to a doctor, go to a doctor. If you have to go to a counselor, go to a counselor. Seek means, seek professional help. I'm not undermining that. You need to pair it with this. That is a holistic, and this is why I started off by saying that the Prophet enlightened us with regards to a balanced and moderate approach. Don't go to either one of the two extremes. Don't discount the help of Allah, or on the other hand, discount seeking professional help if it is required. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he teaches us, O Allah, I seek your protection min al-hammi wal-huzn, from anxiety and grief, from sadness, from grief, wal-ajzi wal-kasl, from weakness and laziness, from being incapable. You know, at times you feel like you've hit this low, you're not productive at all. You feel like you're not productive, you're in this abyss, no motivation whatsoever, you're zapped. So the Prophet teaches us, min al-ajiz, the word ajiz, where you don't feel like doing anything, you don't feel like getting out of bed. They have a term for it now, rotting in bed. Rotting in bed. The older generation might not be too familiar, but the younger generation, they know, rotting in bed. You rot in bed the whole day. You don't feel like getting out of bed. No motivation. You don't feel like, in the sense you're at work, but you don't feel like doing anything. You're not productive. Min al-ajiz, the dua teaches us, min al-ajiz. Wal-kasl, and laziness. Laziness, procrastination. We're having all of these issues, subhanallah. Wal-bukhli wal-jubn, and from the burden of debts, from, yani, sorry, min al-bukhl, from stinginess, wal-jubn, and being cowardly. Cowardly, wadala'i dain, the burden of debts, wa ghalabati rijal, and also, Ya Allah, protect me from being overpowered by human beings. So this powerful dua from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam teaches us how to seek the help of Allah in regards to this. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you have to understand, Allah says in the Quran, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha, in Surah Al-Baqarah, that Allah does not burden a soul more than or beyond what that soul can bear. So this verse is a very strong reminder that whilst the trials, the challenges that we face may seem overwhelming, in the infinite wisdom of our Maker, we have the strength. We have the strength to endure it. We may have not discovered it, we may have not realized that we have the strength, but our Maker has placed within us the strength to surface, to navigate through the trials and the challenges. The Prophet ﷺ himself, being the Prophet of Allah, the most beloved, he experienced moments of deep sorrow, deep anxiety. Time does not permit for me to go into the moments and the stories behind it, subhanallah. Aamul huzn, a year that was named year of anxiety, year of sorrow, year of grief. He loses two boulders of support, his wife Khadija radiallahu anha and his uncle Abu Talib. So he goes into a period of deep anxiety and sorrow, subhanallah. But he demonstrated patience. He demonstrated reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teaching us that yes, as you go through sadness, as you go through anxiety, seeking the help of Allah, turning to Allah are essential. They're paramount steps in coping with these challenges and difficulties. So in terms of a few action items as I conclude, number one, establish your regular prayer. Allah says in the Quran, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, seek the help of Allah through patience and prayer. So this is action item number one. O slave of Allah, seek the help of Allah through prayer, number one. Number two, maintain strong connections. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he emphasized the importance of community, of social ties. In today's world, loneliness has become a problem. Loneliness and isolation have become major contributors to mental health. You know the ahadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us that this entire ummah is like one body. One body, along the lines of these words. Even if one part, one limb were to ache or to be in pain, the entire body aches in response. So we must make this conscious effort to maintain family bonds, to visit your family members, to offer support in times of need. You never know when a friend of yours, a relative of yours, is drowning. And when I say drowning, I don't mean literally. I mean metaphorically, in emotions, in grief, in anxiety, in worry, and they don't know how to figure it out. You know, it's so chaotic inside their heads, the voices inside their heads. So if you are not going to maintain these bonds, how are you going to, subhanallah,
figure out that someone is going through a very challenging time, to offer them a shoulder, to offer them a comforting pat, to offer them, at times, all they need is a listening ear. I'm sure you're aware, locally, as well as abroad, individuals who have been in such situations, Allah forbid, because of, at times, not having anybody to turn to, they end up taking their own lives. May Allah protect the Ummah, protect our brothers and sisters. So at times all it takes is, you know, a reassuring word, a comforting word. You know, I'm there for you. I'm there for you. You know, all it takes is that. So at times just cause this drastic shift in the mindset of an individual. But subhanAllah, we are so absorbed in our own bubbles that we tend to, you know, forget to lend a listening ear or a shoulder to others. So we must maintain family bonds, my dear brothers and sisters. Physical health and mental well-being. Islam encourages us to take care of our bodies. This includes regular exercise, it includes a balanced diet, it includes good sleep, hygiene, good sleep. Because all of these factors, they're closely linked to mental health. Lack of sleep can cause a disruption in your mental health. A bad diet can cause disruption in your mental health. Lack of activity can cause disruption in your mental health. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he tells us that your body has a right over you. This is very important. And lastly, practice moderation and balance. You have to understand, my dear brothers and sisters, if you go to either one of the two extremes, this is going to lead to burnout. It is going to lead to mental exhaustion. So to prevent burnout, I must dedicate another sermon for this. But, you know, to avoid this, strive for moderation, strive for balance, so that you don't end up being exposed to prolonged stress. May Allah protect us all. And lastly, seek professional help, as I highlighted earlier on. If you are struggling, or you know someone is struggling with mental health issues, do not hesitate to seek the right professional help. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to find the right professional help. It can be in the form of a counselor, it can be in the form of a scholar, it varies. I can't say that a scholar would fit every situation. It depends on the situation, it is subjective. So you must do some research, speak to people in the field and find out who you're supposed to reach out to and seek professional help. Because at the end of the day, seeking help from all avenues that can provide support and healing for you or the person who is struggling is important. So I conclude, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, by mentioning a few ayat and du'as from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We pray, Ya Allah, ease our burdens and relieve our worries. Hadith is in Bukhari, as I mentioned earlier. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-huzn wal-ajzi wal-kasl wal-bukhli wal-jubn wa dal'id-dayn wa ghalabati ar-rijal. O Allah, grant us hearts that are content and minds that are at peace. رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُ الْعُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِ يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. Ayah number 25 in Surah Taha. O Allah, protect us from harm and grant us safety in your refuge. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ لَا يَضُرُّ مَعَ أَسْمِهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Hadith is recorded in the book of Imam Ibn Majah. O Allah, remove and take away every sorrow, every distress, every anxiety and grief. La ilaha illa ant subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Ayah number 87 in Surah Al-Anbiya, which is the 21st chapter. This is the dua that Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam repeated so many times. O Allah, bless us with strength to endure. Rabbana afrig alayna sabran. وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. O Allah, pour upon us patience, make our steps firm, and give us victory over the disbelieving people. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 250. This is David versus Goliath. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. Hadith is recorded in the book of Imam Muslim. O Allah, guide us to the light when we feel overwhelmed by darkness. Rabbi inni maghloobun fantasir. The dua of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. O Allah, I'm overpowered, so help me. Allahumma, and then you have this dua, the ayah, Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illa huwa alayhi tawakkaltu huwa rabbul arshil azim. O Allah is sufficient for me, there is no God except Allah. On Him I rely and He is the Lord of the mighty throne. This is in Surah At-Tawbah, ayah number 129. And lastly, my dear brothers and sisters, in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 286, O Allah, grant healing to our hearts and our minds. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. Our Lord, do not impose blame upon us if we forget or make a mistake. Our Lord, do not lay upon us a burden like which you laid upon those before. These are all ayat and du'as that we can read, my dear brothers and sisters, seeking the help of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every one of us ease and unite us in the gardens of Jannah in the companionship of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, ameen, wa akhir da'wayan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.